At the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show, we had the chance to visit with Brian Kane from Bayer. He's their Southern Range and Pasture Segment Manager, talking about some of the technology they have to help pastures and ranges here in the Southern Great Plains. Brian, tell me a couple products that Bayer now has of interest to our cattle producers, our ranchers, grassland managers, if you want to call them that. Tell me about these products.
Yeah, Ron, really two brand new ones. I say brand new, been out about a year or so in the commercial. Two very different products. One's a vegetative product that we're working for brush. It's really aimed at the mesquite market today. We'll open that label up and look to locusts and greenbriars and those things in the future. But today, Envora is the name of the product. Relatively new, like I said, been on the market about a year. See great results, really long term, which makes it a lot different from what we've seen over the past 20, 30 years with the products that we have. Resilon is the other product. That's Resilon, just like it spells, just like it sounds. That's really around permanent grass pastures, primarily Bermuda grass. So it's a pre-emergent product. Mainly what we're doing with that product is taking out the annual grasses and some annual broadleaves. But small seeded annuals is a target for us. So the crabgrass, the goosegrass, you know, even annual sandbur is a target for us in Oklahoma. And growing by leaps and bounds up there in terms of use. We're seeing a lot of producers in Oklahoma starting to use this product. Extremely happy to offer, you know, this new tool for them.
So how are producers making best use of it? How does it fit into their operation best?
Yeah, I think, you know, first on Resilon, we see hay producers. You know, eventually, you know, there's when you talk about quality, whether you're feeding hay or selling hay, it equals money usually. So if you're buying it, you want a clean quality crop. And so that's what Resilon really works for, and it fits into those people that are buying that quality hay. So the hay, you know, horse folks usually, but also some cow producers. I mean, you know, the value of hay is where you find it. If you're in production of hay, you know, obviously you want to raise a higher quality product. And with the price of fertilizer this year, it's going to be very difficult to grow your yields a lot unless you want to put a ton of fertilizer in there. But quality, you don't have to suffer on that. Resilon fits really well. And so you can still grow a quality crop, even though we're having some input pricing jumps. But great product. I think use 3 ounces per acre. We usually do that twice a year. We do it prior to a warm season germination, which not now is a great time to put it out. I know we're cold today and for maybe the next week here in the first part of February, but as soon as you can get out, we usually say Valentine's Day is a good target for us, and it is a pre-emergent, Ron, so we want to make sure it's in the soil at the point of germination. If we're late, then it's not going to help us a whole lot. So we got to get it out pretty quick. And then I would say next summer would be your other opportunity to put it out for a cool season control. And we want to stop those cool season annuals when they're germinating in September or so. So that August application would be a good one.